Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, had Melania Trump done this? Oh my gosh. Jill Biden butchering Spanish while standing in front of what clearly looked like a Nazi symbol would have been the end of the world. Now, keep in mind, when you build a stage that has two squares connected by a walkway, pretty common design for a stage, right? Squares. They yeah. see Nazi symbols at CPAC. Yeah. In the floor.
Right, yeah.
They see them in the floor. Okay. Jill Biden, Joe's wife, stood in front of the... Have you seen the eagle flag she stood in front of?
An eagle flag?
Yeah, it's an eagle flag. It's a black eagle with its wings fully spanned out.
Okay.
Okay. That particular symbol is a classic Nazi symbol. It was the national insignia of Nazi Germany. It was flown between 1935 and 1945. The reason she was standing in front of it, and the resemblance is striking, right? The reason she was standing in front of it is because that same flag was also the flag of the United Farm Workers of America.
Oh, there we go.
Cesar Chavez's group, right? Now,
right.
He was a socialist.
Right.
Who admired the Nazis.
He was also a worker. The National Socialist Workers Party.
Right. And he admired the Nazis because, as many people do not know, the media will not tell them, they were socialists too. The word Nazi was actually never used by the Nazis. It was used by the American media as an acronym to cover up for the Nazis rather than using their preferred name, the National German Socialist Workers Party, because right. they didn't want you to know they were socialists. Yeah. And they're still pretending they're not. They're pretending yeah. they're fascists. They were socialists. And so all of that terror was done under the socialist banner proudly. But the American media has since called them Nazi. If you went back in a time machine and called them Nazi, they'd be like, what? Who? They're what? Because they didn't call themselves
right.
that. Okay.
They didn't self-identify as
They
that.
Did not self-identify that way. It was a cleanup job by the American media. So if you look on the Smithsonian and you look at the history of Chavez's famous Black Eagle flag, which he used to symbolize the socialist workers movement that he led, it says this on the Smithsonian, quote, "The story of the Black Eagle, the movement's symbol, exemplifies Chavez's skill as a tactician. He researched emblems, including cigarette boxes and Nazi flags, and concluded that the most potent color combination was red, black, and white. He picked the eagle and directed his brother to draw the bird so simply that anyone could easily replicate the symbol." So, according to the Smithsonian, the guy meant to duplicate Nazi symbols because he admired the Nazis. So, Jill Biden then goes and stands in front of it, right? Now, I'm not one of these people who's like, wow, that looks like a Nazi flag. They must have meant that. Like, I don't know, the whole liberal Twitterverse is, right? But the resemblance is shocking. Now, do I think Jill Biden actually meant it that way? No, but if Trump or Melania or anyone had done this, you know it would have been a three-day news cycle of Nazi, 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 Nazi. So I just want to know when her three-day news cycle is going to start. It's uncanny, the resemblance between the symbol, which, again, we know Chavez deliberately picked because he admired the Nazi symbols, including copying the coloring. And this was not just a Nazi symbol, like a couple of squares put together. This was the Nazi symbol of the Reich for several years. Dead silence.
Yes, of course.
Now, Melania Trump spoke five languages, right? Remember yes. that? She's an amazingly intelligent yep. woman to be yep. able to do that.
Absolutely. I have enough trouble with English.
Yeah, I know. Me too, most days. So she's up there, and she absolutely... I just picture Melania doing this. Butchered. A very, very easy verb combo. My daughter and I are learning Spanish right now, and I saw this and I went, oh my gosh. She said, si se padre. Padre is father. She meant si se puede. Which is, you know, poder, a very common verb that means to do, you can. So she meant to say, si se puede, which is the socialist slogan of the workers in Chavez's movement. It means, yes, you can. She said, si se padre, it means, yes, you father. In front of the Nazi symbol. Just imagine the faux fake fallout.
Yeah.
Had Melania Trump done. She would be brutalized as an idiot. It would be seen as a sign, of course, of white supremacy.
And, of course, an insult to the Hispanics.
Oh, yeah, total insult. Total insult. Couldn't be bothered to figure out how to say it.
Yeah.
And this is not difficult. I mean, poder is one of those verbs you learn, you know, right away when you're learning Spanish.
If you say
first
so,
year stuff.
I'll take your word for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, si se puede, not padre. And she gets away with it. She gets away with it. Listen to this.
Say it with me.
In front of the Nazi symbol. Okay. Yeah. And again, I don't assume, as the left does, that Jill Biden is a Nazi. I don't assume, as the left does, and would in this case, if it was a Republican or Melania or anyone like that, that she supports the Nazis. I do know Chavez did, and that the Smithsonian's very blunt about that he deliberately chose Nazi imagery. Maybe somebody should have Googled it. But I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, because I'm not insane.
Maybe she just misobloed.
She misobloed. Oh, Lord, she blew it. She obloed it. Anyway, yeah, so there you go. But it's Jill Biden, so she has liberal privilege, so she just assumed she didn't mean to use a Nazi symbol. But, man, this one's even a dead ringer. I mean, you really, the stage was a stretch at CPAC, Liam. It really was a stretch to see a Nazi symbol in that. And when you look at it, there's so many Nazi symbols. There's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of them. And a lot of them that are obscure. This is not an obscure one. It was the national symbol. But liberal privilege, we'll just assume she
of course.
Didn't.
Yeah. I mean, cool. Dr. Jill Biden, she's got liberal privilege, yeah.
Yeah. So we just we'll just assume she didn't need to use it.
Of course
it.
Not.
Unlike, I mean, just do you remember how big of a deal the CPAC thing was? It went on for days.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it was reported as fact that this was a Nazi symbol and was meant to be as a way to communicate to the other white supremacist using the stage. And remember, they even destroyed the company, canceled the company that built the stage.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, totally destroyed, which it turns out was unfortunate, seeing as the owner of the company, a young woman, is a huge Biden supporter.
So, in other words, a liberal minority
yes.
that actually did the work for CPAC right. was put out of a job.
Right. And they tried to cancel the hotel chain. Remember how far, just we know how far they went.
Yeah.
But it's Jill, so it's good. She can actually use the national Nazi symbol.
Well, I mean, look what Biden is doing now, criticizing the Georgia voting bill that they just passed, and they're trying to use economic terrorism against them, pressuring companies to. And the thing is that they're absolutely lying about what that bill says. They're absolutely lying, and in fact, Circleback Psaki doubled down on the lie yesterday. In a White House press briefing.
Which one of the lies did she retell?
The one about it being closing the polls at 5 p.m. The law does not say anything about closing the polls at 5 p.m. It simply says regular business hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that the voting can be set at whatever the commission sets
right.
it to be. It simply mentions in the bill that, hey, that when it says business hours, it defines regular business hours as 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is internationally accepted. And particularly nationally accepted as regular business hours. It has nothing to do with when the polls close.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because you know how we know that's a lie? Because when Biden first said it in the press conference last week, Washington Post actually fact-checked him on it, Lee, and right. gave him five Pinocchios. Here's the lie.
Yeah, imagine passing a law saying you cannot provide water or food for someone standing in line to vote.
That's actually a lie.
Can't
yeah,
do
that?
That
is too. Yeah.
Come on. Or you're going to close a polling place at 5 o'clock when
no,
working
sir.
People just get off?
That's a lie.
This is all about keeping working.
Okay, let
That's
me tell you what the 5 o'clock was the bare minimum. You have to stay open at least until 5 o'clock. And Lee, that was for early voting.
Yes.
Not for regular voting.
Right.
So
not
it
a
said,
poll.
Right. So it said you could set your own hours as a county. However, you must stay open at least till 5 during early voting. So he's saying, oh, they're going to close. No. And that improved the hours, the amount of hours that were open, because before there was no like limit. There was no, like, the counties could set whatever they want. And this said, no, you got to be up until at least 5 during early voting.
But see, this is what these people get away with all the time. Yeah. They can absolutely positively lie about legislation. And that's what's so hilarious. They always went off on Donald Trump, who, yes, hyperbole, exaggerated, yes. That's his personality. He's always doing that. Many politicians, almost every politician, is over the top in some of their praise about their policies on every occasion. But to call it an out-and-out lie is inaccurate. What these people are doing is lying about legislation. Period. They are lying to you when they say these things, and they know they're lying.
Another one of the big lies, CNN told it, and then the Coca-Cola CEO repeated it, and it's a massive lie about that Georgia bill. What CNN is saying is the bill takes the voting boxes out of black neighborhoods, right?
Nope, does not.
It takes the voting boxes, the drop boxes, out of all neighborhoods.
Putting them where they belong in the election commission offices.
Inside the office, so that it is now
secure.
No difference. Yes, they're secure. It's no difference between handing it at the counter and inside. And this is to prevent Stacey Abrams' troops from just dumping votes in there after the ballot harvesting. So... they're taking them out of black neighborhoods and white neighborhoods and the affluent zip codes and the not affluent zip codes and the multiracial zip codes, all of them.
And the city zip codes and the rural zip codes.
Right. All of the zip codes. And CNN reported that as fact the other day. So, I mean, with this Coca-Cola CEO, I don't know if he thinks CNN is real news and he's just being misled or what. But, I mean, when you understand the bill... And I do, because I've read a lot about it. This is why Republicans are duplicating. It's very secure. What really sends them crazy is they can't cheat, because you have to put your number from your state-issued ID on your absentee ballot, as well as provide a copy of it and proof that you have it in order to get the absentee ballot. That's what's making them crazy. They can't cheat. Before, you didn't need any of that. And if you could get your hands on some ballots or duplicate them, you could just take them to the drop boxes and dump them off, and they had to count them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what that added up to in Georgia? I'll tell you. 10,315 votes by dead voters, as listed by the Social Security Administration. 395 double votes. 2,560 felons voted. 66,000 juvenile voters less than the age of 18 years voted. And so you go on and on. The margin of victory by Biden was 11,000. So again, this is another state where if you threw out the illegal votes, you literally don't know who won the state. And that's what the Democrat, they like that. So this is why they've now got the CEO of Coke out there campaigning for illegal voting. I don't even know if he knows he's doing it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Texter writes, please stop the CDC COVID ads. It is sickening. Do not keep me updated. Yeah, those come in from National. We can't help it. I'm sorry. They get on my nerves, too. Texter writes, Tara, good Friday to you. Thank you for all you do. Another great job. Thank you very much. Another texter writes, Tara, could you tell me why disabled vets are put off again on the stimulus by Democrats? They vote Democrat more than Republicans, so they don't matter or count. Texter writes, what provisions are in the Georgia bill to reform the counting of votes? This is an important one, and this is one of the reasons the left is going wild. And that is this, because do you remember when they made up the pipe leak story? Totally fake. And they used that to push the media and the vote monitors out of the voting site with the lie that they were shutting down. Then we watched them on video camera, which recorded the whole thing, pulling cases of votes out from underneath the table and counting them. Just the act of counting those is illegal. It doesn't matter if they're real votes or not, which we'll never know. Just the act of counting them without an observer is illegal in the state of Georgia. And everybody pretended it wasn't. So in answer to your question, if Georgia officials are just going to stand by and allow that, it doesn't matter what the law says. However, there are some positive signs in Georgia, because what Georgia just did in this bill, and this is what was driving the left wild. They need those couple of Democrat areas to be able to break the law, like I just described. They need that. And what the law did was say no more home rule of election boards by county. So every county has an election board, right? And they make their own decisions. The Georgia legislature took that back and said, no. The state board can now go in and take over any county board they want. The state board can go in and direct these runaway Democrat county boards to stop breaking the law. So what that would have meant was that this is what it appears they're doing. On election night, when they did the fake shutdown and then illegally pulled the ballots out and illegally counted them, they were autonomous and they could do that. It was illegal, but nobody had authority over them. They were the top authority. So what this means now in Georgia is that state officials will hopefully be able to be banging on the doors and saying, nope, stop counting. You're breaking the law. Nope. You answer to us. You can't board up the windows and do whatever you want. You can't lie about, you know, pipe breaks. You can't make up your own rules for how far back the monitors have to stand so they can't see what you're counting. All of those little tricks they pulled in Georgia, where unfortunately we'll probably never be able to prove the voter fraud because of the way they did it. So that's why we were left holding the bag. People say, you didn't prove the voter fraud. Well, they created the conditions in which it would be impossible to prove or disprove. And so this is allowing the state to come in and literally, in some cases, force the doors open, demand a copy of the keys if they want to lock down and keep voting, you know, vote counting illegally throughout the night. It's an override. Now, will they use it? I don't know. They let the Democrats break the law last time. I don't know. But it gives them more tools to stop it. And it suggests to me that it's going to be harder for them to break the law next time and count illegal votes or count votes illegally. Texter writes, do you think the Republican Party could ever take 5% of the vitriol and complaining that they put up against their own president, against true dementia-riddled evil? Hello, Mitt Romney. Anybody home? No, I do not. Texter writes, Tara, since they banned all Republican poll watchers in 2020, I think the only fair way to hold the next election is to ban all Democrat poll watchers. Well, Democrats have liberal privilege, so you can't do that. Texter writes, if a white person's illegal vote cancels a black person's vote, it's racism. The opposite scenario is progress. That's pretty deep, actually. Texter writes, the beautiful Mrs. Trump speaks 5 languages. Yes, she does. Texter writes, DeSantis can send illegal immigrants to the Bahamas by ferry boat. There used to be a ferry boat to Cuba from Key West. Just reopen the route and send them back. He could do that if he wanted to. But it's going to take them saying, no, we're not going to honor unconstitutional Supreme Court rulings, and we're going to nullify federal law and that's unconstitutional, and Supreme Court rulings that are unconstitutional. So it's going to take somebody with a lot of cojones to do it. I hope somebody starts soon. Do you see what the New York Times is doing? They're gunning for these Chauvin jurors. Yep. The jury, the identity of the jurors is supposed to remain anonymous in this particular case because of the pressure on them. I mean, the fact that they literally could be killed if they vote the wrong way in this country. This is where we are. And so the New York Times is doing their level best to identify them so they can be doxed, canceled, and harassed. What they've done is get a hold of the documents that the jurors had to fill out. Their names aren't them, but where they work is, what line of work they're in is there, ages, that kind of thing. Age range, demographic makeup, the race and employment of a few of the members, That sort of thing. So they're trying as they're trying to get as close to publicizing who they are as they can with the available information. This is a problem. We've never seen anything like this in our society before. And I'm really hoping that if he is found guilty, that they will use as an appeal the fact this thing should have never been held in Minneapolis. Let me tell you why. That's more critical in this case than I think it's ever been before. Because if you live in Minneapolis, you know what you saw? You saw $500 million worth of damage done by rioters. You saw that. It's miles of burnt out and destroyed businesses. And you know this too, because you watched all the detailed local coverage. I mean, it's the biggest story in Minneapolis, still is. You know that when the mob decided that they wanted that police precinct, they wanted to take it over and destroy it, the police easily could have repelled them but chose not to. They vacated and handed it to them. So you know all of that. You know that the police still allow violent protesters to this day to control an autonomous zone around the area where George Floyd died. And if you know all that and you're a juror, what do you think will happen? What do you wonder? If your name ever gets out and you find this thing the wrong way, the way that does not go with the narrative? Serious question. Legit question. Will the police stop the mob when they come to your house? Given what I've just laid out. They let them burn block after block after block. They turned over the police precinct to them. If they want to burn your house down, will the police let them? Serious question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if you can be safe as a juror in Minneapolis, particularly not with the New York Times gunning for you. Because remember what the standard is for a jury. Reasonable doubt. You think maybe Chauvin putting the knee to the neck might have caused the death, but there's a doubt. And there should be a doubt because their own coroner wrote in a memo after the toxicology report came out that if there were no other factors and George Floyd had died in his home and, 911 called to come pick him up, he would have classified this death as a drug overdose because of the more than 2 times fatal limit of fentanyl in his system. Coroner wrote that in a memo. You know what you call that? Reasonable doubt. You know what you call that? Throw your hands in the air and go, I just don't know. I just don't know if the sole cause of this was the knee to the neck. Particularly not when you learn that Chauvin was trained to do it. That it was what they were supposed to do with drug overdoses. So we've never had a trial like this before. Think about this for a minute. So you're a juror. This has got to go through your head, right? Legit questions on whether the police will allow your home to be destroyed, you to be brutalized. You see what happened to that poor couple that tried to defend their property with a gun from the mob. They themselves were charged criminally. So defending your property with a gun, against illegal incursion, not an option. Unless you want to end up like them. And what happens if the New York Times gets your identity? We have never had a case like this in America, not in the modern era anyway, not in our lifetimes. What happens if the New York Times gets your identity and you're fortunate that they don't burn your house to the ground? And I don't think I'm exaggerating there. $500 million worth of damage just in Minneapolis. All those businesses destroyed. You think that mob's not gonna burn your house down? Au contraire, mon frere. They're coming right for your house if they get your name. They find out you're the one who hung the jury. Because it only takes one to hang the jury. All have to vote to convict. So assuming that you don't spend the rest of your life in hiding, legit concern, you think they're going to let you get away with that as a juror? Assuming you don't spend the rest of your life in hiding and they don't burn your house to the ground or destroy it the way that they did dozens and dozens and dozens of businesses in Minneapolis. Now you got another problem. New York Times is already doing exposés. They're already listing where people work who are on the jury. What if it gets out who you are? You going to have a job? Serious question. Are you going to have... given the things people have been canceled for in our society, being the guy or one of two people or three people, whatever, who hung the George Floyd jury? I don't see how you have a job after that. And I can almost hear the HR person going, well, we know you're a good person, you're not a racist, but these thugs won't leave our parking lot and they're threatening to burn the building down. And this doesn't reflect well upon us with our customers, and we hate it, but we have to let you go. How on earth would they continue to employ? They'd have to pay for security. Never mind the fact that the New York Times has already published where you work in some cases. Then they get your name. They know where to find you. You can't even go from your car to the door at work anymore. Good luck working. That's why it is absolutely amazing to me they didn't move this out of Minneapolis. That should be absolute grounds for appeal. Hopefully it will be. I do not be surprised when this jury finds Chauvin guilty and then has, you know, we hear some of these jurors had doubts, but they were afraid. Do not be surprised by that. That's exactly what's going to happen. I can't imagine the kind of backbone you'd have to admit in court and in public that you have reasonable doubt. Because reasonable doubt is very easy to come by in this case. All you need is the coroner's own words that this was a drug overdose and he would have ruled it as such if the cops weren't involved. There you go. That's it. That's your reasonable doubt right there. But I just don't know if you can vote that way on the jury. I mean, I don't see how you can. And that's why I said there's never been a case like this before, where the penalty for voting the wrong way is cancellation, destruction of your property, and perhaps being beaten, maybe even killed. Knowing full well there is a very good chance you could become a national symbol of hate. All that's on the table. Meanwhile, the same newspaper, New York Times, was furious that Tucker Carlson, you remember, mentioned the name of one of their writers, Taylor Lorenz, who puts her name in the paper every day. But whatever. So they're gonna form. If they can get their names, they are going to publish them. This is a method of intimidation. I think it makes justice absolutely impossible in this case. I cannot imagine the courage it would take to stare down the country and hang that jury. Physical courage. You would need guns to protect your family. I mean, from the mob. No exaggeration. Ask the business owners in Minneapolis. All right. On this Good Friday, Steve Scalise laying out the mind-bending cost of the stimulus package. I don't even mean just the dollars. The infrastructure bill would give us a significantly higher corporate tax rate than communist China. This is how radical these Democrats are. They are not mainstream. They are not even close to mainstream. And the Wall Street Journal kind of nails this today by pointing out, I mean, we literally cannot compete with China. By the way, they write, China's corporate tax rate it's actually just shy of 25%. It's 24 something. By the way, China's corporate tax rate is 25% compared with a combined 32.4% U.S. federal and state rate if Biden's proposal becomes law. This is a Biden-provided incentive on behalf of the Chinese to force American manufacturing in particular to move to China. It's astonishing. I mean, you can't even wrap your mind around it. And they're talking about how even places now, like socialist countries, like Greece, have tax rates. They cut their levels. And so they're sitting at, you know, 21, 23. You look at Ireland, 12%. I mean, this is not realistic. And Steve Scalise, who is a member of Republican leadership in the House, explained this, that this tax hike sends jobs and businesses to China. Because if you're going to have a significantly higher corporate tax rate than China, they'll have no choice, particularly in manufacturing where the margins of profit are so thin because of the worldwide competition. Take a listen.
We looked at it Congressman. And in fact, the corporate tax rates will be lower for a lot of American businesses to move to China. It'll actually, they'll be saving on the tax rate if they move to China now with this new proposal. If this becomes law, we're literally asking for companies to leave and go to China now.
Yeah. And, you know, China is already getting an advantage over us when you see President Biden going back into the Paris Accord and pushing the Green New Deal, where they have this mythical concern about carbon emissions, yet they're running jobs out of America to places where they emit more carbon. You know, and again, this is psychotic policy, but they're not even being honest with people when they say, you know, if you don't build the Keystone Pipeline, the oil's still coming out of the ground in Canada. It's just being put on tankers and shipped overseas to countries to refine it where they don't have good standards like we do. Oil in the Northeast is coming from Russia and Saudi Arabia now, where they emit more carbon to make the same oil. And so people, I know the left loves beating up on America, but America's actually got some of the highest standards in the world. And when you run these jobs out of America, they're going to be made, steel's going to be made somewhere. It's just going to be made in China or India, where they emit more carbon. So you're going to actually put more carbon in the atmosphere. For the folks that think man's destroying the earth, these policies that are probably written by China, because China benefits the most, as you point out, are going to send more jobs to China and emit more carbon in the atmosphere. How would anybody in America come up with a policy that stupid?
Excellent question. On purpose, because that's a goal. That's the goal, is to export our business to China. I know that sounds crazy, but that is how this Democrat Party thinks. It's what they do. And there's an acknowledgement of that in the Wall Street Journal today when they're asking Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, they're asking Janet Yellen, the Wall Street Journal asked her, how are we going to compete if we have the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world? Higher than communist China. And Yellen's answer is, well, we're going to hope that other countries raise their tax rates. Hope? Quote, she says, we've had a global race to the bottom in corporate taxation, and we hope to put an end to that. So she's saying, well, we raise our taxes, we're hoping everyone else will raise their taxes too. Okay, but what if they don't? Then I'm planning for that. So they're admitting, yeah, we're going to kneecap ourselves on the tax thing. Folks, I'm telling you, if the Chinese had written this themselves, it would read just like it does. It's going to force companies that didn't want to go to China to go to China. And there's another part of this, too. Because of all of the regulation we do that makes our manufacturing so clean, they don't do any of that in China. So when the U.S. Steel guy, the CEO of U.S. Steel, said they were coming back, they were going to create 10,000 jobs in the U.S., when he said that and they asked him on CNBC, they were, you know, amazed. This was in 2016, right after Trump won. They were amazed that he was going to do this. They said, why? And he said, well, taxes, yeah, but because he was talking about taxes being lowered. But he said, it's regulation costs us so much money. So you go to China, you don't have to worry about regulation. Taxes are lower. You literally cannot afford to manufacture here. And that is by design. It's astonishing.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.